It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Thousands of Wisconsin residents are set to be kicked off of the state's food assistance program because of changes from the federal government set to take effect 1 week from now on July 1st.
Provisions from President Trump's tax and spending law called the One Big Beautiful Bill Act will bar food stamps for refugees, asylum seekers, and people admitted to the country for humanitarian reasons. Undocumented immigrants have never been eligible for SNAP benefits.
Milwaukee's Hunger Task Force estimates this change will affect over 7,000 people across Wisconsin, with more than half of them in Milwaukee County.
For more on what's changing and what this means for thousands of people statewide, we have Yi Leng Zhong, executive director of the WASA nonprofit New Beginnings for Refugees. Yi Leng, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me here.
Can you walk us through specifically, who will be losing eligibility as a result of this federal change?
Yeah, first and foremost, just once again, thank you for all having me here. So this is a very, very important situation that is currently happening, specifically in the WASA area here. We know that approximately about a little bit over 200 individuals that are refugee status or asylum seekers that will be impacted. Basically, it's individuals that are considered not to have their green card or the permanent residence. And, you know, the part that's really concerning is the fact that these are refugees that have gone through years of vetting, an intensive process. So they are here, quote unquote, documented because they've come through a certain process. You've been vetted, had the background check, paid their tickets to be able to be here. And we're expecting about 200 of them to be impacted in the central Wisconsin, specifically in the Marathon County area.
What kind of background do these refugees and asylum seekers come from before they end up in Wisconsin and in your community, in WASA in particular?
Yeah, we have neighbors that are from various countries across the world here, obviously. And some of them are from war-torn areas such as the Democratic Republic of Congo or Afghanistan, Ukraine. So these are individuals that are not able to return back to their homes as a result of war or, you know, conflicts that have raged on in their areas. And these are individuals that have spent years in refugee camps and then went on through an intensive vetting process through the United States government in order for them to be here, and they've been cleared, but now they are all being impacted, and this is putting a heavy strain on our local food pantries and organizations to ensure that they have the proper food for them to be able to survive.
So Yi Leng, how often are you seeing local refugees and asylum seekers relying on state food assistance programs? How big of an impact could this have?
Yeah, the effect and the negative effect, actually, I should say, is going to be huge. And the reason why I say that is because these are individuals that are eager to get in, to experience the American dream, and they're out there working, they're out there going through ELL classes, etc. But they need a little help, right? They need a little help to be able to continue moving forward, to be able to hand up. And we're expecting, as I said a little bit earlier, over 200 individuals to be impacted. Now they rely on these SNAP benefits, and with the risk of them losing this, it's going to be a nightmare. I'm just going to use it to describe that way there, because now they're going to rely heavily on the local available pantries, which won't meet their daily use, right? There's families that they need to serve, and this is just another concern that we're experiencing. And what we're hoping for is a immediate resolution and to be able to provide services, provide food for these families, because they are human beings. They're here. They've gone through a very extensive process, and we need to make sure that they have the services they need as well.
The Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, has said these eligibility changes were meant to reduce fraud and waste in the program. Do you see these changes working toward that stated goal?
For me personally, I don't think so. You know, I think the individuals that are being impacted specifically are the individuals that has gone through the process, has been vetted, who left their country and cannot return back to the country. And they're here trying to experience the American dream, trying to, restart their lives. And now they're, in a sense, here being left out to dry. And we talk about how we want our neighbors here to become sustainable, but we keep putting roadblocks in front of them and making it harder and harder for them to experience experience that American dream and be sustainable. And we need change. We need change more than ever to ensure that these, our neighbors, are given the same resources so that they can succeed.
Yi Ling, thank you for joining us and sharing the situation.
Thank you.
Yi Ling Zhong is Executive Director of New Beginnings for Refugees. It's based in Wausau. He was with us to discuss the impacts of the Trump administration barring refugees and asylum seekers from receiving state food assistance programs. Now we're turning our attention to the food banks in the state that are bracing for a greater demand when the change goes into effect July 1st. Matt Steenstra directs advocacy and community engagement for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
What kind of increase in demand are you anticipating once this federal change takes effect next week?
We anticipate that more families are going to be looking out for their local food pantry in order to get the food that they want to make meals to put on the table. It's going to be a rolling change. So as refugees come up for their renewal date that had SNAP or food share benefits, those are the families that will drop off the program. And we want to make sure that our food pantry system is prepared as they can be. We've been communicating with them since February about these upcoming changes, but no amount of preparation can help food pantries replace the grocery store. That was never meant to be the case.
Okay, your network has been preparing months for this change. What kind of resource capacity do you and other food pantries have to provide for additional residents who are losing access to state food assistance programs?
As a food bank, we help make sure that our food pantries have the food that they need to be able to serve their families. So we have opportunities to be able to source specific food items that will help food pantries connect their neighbors to the meals and the types of food that they want. But here's the thing, nothing can replace the grocery store. The food pantry system in the state of Wisconsin, especially Milwaukee County, is already extremely strained. We have seen record demand for the past few years and especially over the course of the past year. So as more people start looking for their local food pantry to be able to put food on the table, that's not a sustainable solution.
Can food pantries fill that void alone, or do you think it will require multiple social service agencies to collectively meet this need?
I am constantly in awe of the work of the agencies that work with refugees, building trust and helping make sure that families understand how to speak English, how to use the local bus, and how to get connected to resources. No, the food pantry system was not designed to help replace these benefits. SNAP benefits, when you think about it's a supplemental nutrition assistance program, and you want to make sure that the people that need it most are accessing it. These are the folks that need it most, and we want to make sure that they have access to nutrition resources. The strongest nutrition program in the country is not going to be available to these families.
I want to turn our attention to work requirements for a moment. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act also expanded the number of benefit recipients who must meet work requirements to qualify for the program. What questions, what impacts are you seeing as a result of changes to work requirements?
What we're seeing right now is still a lot of confusion. A lot of families aren't sure if the work requirement is going to impact them or not. I think here's the thing to be clear, is that the state of Wisconsin Department of Health Services, which runs the SNAP program in the state of Wisconsin, gets information out to every single individual that is impacted. And if you have any question, you can go to accesswi.gov and check up your own status. Because as misinformation spreads and people are unsure about all the changes that are happening, whether it's eligibility with refugees, whether or not you have to meet a work requirement, it is just so important to just stop, pause, check the source for yourself and see if you're going to be impacted. But that's what we're seeing right now, a lot of fear and confusion, and that absolutely drives up food pantry attendance.
I wonder, too, if it is more confusing and there is more issues when it involves newcomers to the country, asylum seekers and refugees in trying to, understand the changes to the system.
Absolutely, it does. And those are some of the families that we're also going to be really focused on, is how to make sure that we can work with local charities and nonprofits and try and support those new families coming to the country that don't have access to SNAP and are trying to adjust to brand new world around them. How do we make sure that all those new families that will never even have a chance to apply for the SNAP program, that they have access not just to food, because it's not just food. When you're coming from a different country and a different culture and you've experienced so much trauma, how do we make sure that you get the food that you're familiar with, that your kids want to eat? That's going to be very important to us.
We've been talking about this July 1 cutoff, but can you explain how this is a 12-month cycle here of people losing benefits, that it's not one fell swoop on July 1st?
Yes. It is not a light switch that turns off on July 1st. What it is that as families come in and they apply for and they receive SNAP, that is different months throughout the year. And upon their renewal date, a screening process will happen. They'll be identified as one of the impacted individuals, and then they will not be eligible for a renewal of those benefits. So it's not going to all happen on July 1st, but throughout the year, families will find out if they're impacted. And all of those families have been receiving letters and communication from Department of Health Services.
And these food share eligibility changes, they come as food pantry demand. Your organization has increased 30% alone from 2023 to 2025. As we close here, what level of demand are you facing for help from your food pantry now?
Over the course of the past year, or if you look at 2025, the number of people at our food pantries increased by about 80,000 people. We are seeing thousands and thousands of more families utilize food pantries than ever before. And it's a lot of families that are scared of what's happening to SNAP. It's also a lot of families that have incomes too high to qualify for food share SNAP, but too low to be able to afford to shop for groceries in their local grocery store. Mm-hmm. So our food pantry system is already experiencing extreme strain, and we want to make sure that there's enough food for families that are coming to get service.
Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Matt Steenstra, Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement for Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, with us to share how his organization is bracing for thousands of residents who will be ineligible for state food assistance programs beginning July 1st. Earlier, we heard from Yiling Zhong, the Executive Director of New Beginnings for Refugees. It's based in Wausau.